Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Lowenstein. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. North moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. North moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. North steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy is called out on strikes. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Phil Garner. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Larry Haney. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander moves to second. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Sant now playing second base. Tim Hosley now catching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashby strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hosley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt pinch runs for Rico Cardi. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pruitt moves to third. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Howard now playing first base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.